everyone. Welcome back to the Code 3 Paranormal Podcast. Hello, Mia.
Hello.
Kaden.
Hi.
Welcome, guys. We got a special episode today.
It's our first time doing a podcast.
Right, exactly. So
That's what makes it special.
Right. You guys excited?
Yes.
All right, so there we go. So yeah, I've got my two other kids. The boy is up playing video games. He usually comes on some other ones, but I wanted to bring them on as they're getting older, and I think it would be fun. So here we are, Mia and Kaden. Welcome to the show. So I figured this could just be kind of what you guys think, UFOs, yeah, ghosts, Bigfoot, everything. Because and we'll dive into each one, and that way, because obviously we're a paranormal family, people always ask about what you guys think.
Well, are we gonna talk about like not just like Bigfoot and UFOs and ghosts? Yeah, are we gonna talk about more of other stuff?
What other things?
Like,
there's a million things out there.
We
can talk about some stuff.
We could talk about demons.
We can talk about demons. We can talk about it all.
Yeah, in this video, in this podcast.
Okay.
In this episode.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about everything so you guys can get a feel for it.
I hope we talk about the thing that I just said.
Demons?
Yeah.
We can touch on it, yes.
Okay.
All right, so let's start off with ghosts.
Okay.
Because we do a lot of that, ghost hunting and everything. So, Mia.
Yes. Yes.
Are ghosts real?
Yes, I believe ghosts are real.
Okay, why do you think ghosts are real?
Because I've seen a lot of like paranormal things happen in my life.
Ghost activity.
Yeah, ghost activity.
Okay.
Like what?
Yeah, what about, you talked about your mom's house in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
What's down there?
Like, I feel like there's like ghosts down there because... last time when his friends were over, they went down to the basement and then they came running back up and
they came running up screaming,
saying, "Oh my gosh, I think there's a ghost." Because when I asked them what's wrong, they said, "Oh, we heard knocking." And I'm like, "Okay, let me see." And then when I went down there, I did hear knocking and like little kids laughing.
Okay. Have you heard that before?
No.
Hold on, Kaden. You don't have to breathe into the mic. You can breathe to the side when you want to talk.
I want to breathe in the mic.
No, because then everyone who's listening is going to be like, "What the hell is this?" All right. So you haven't heard that before?
No.
No? So that was the first time with your friends?
With his friends.
Yeah,
his
friends. Friends.
Your friends. Okay. Have they been back over to listen for the knocking?
No, they just come back over to like play,
and then sometimes we do go in the basement to see again, but yeah. Sometimes we're too scared.
Fair enough, but that's cool that you're going down to see.
And then they come to me saying, "Can you come downstairs with us?"
Sometimes we scream again upstairs.
Right. Well, they want big sister. So
because she's like the oldest, so she could protect us and we won't die.
Right, exactly. Thank you, Mia.
But she really never. She just stays on her phone.
But she comes down with you, right?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not all the time.
Okay. So, Kaden, are ghosts real?
Yes.
Why do you think so?
Because Mia said so.
And you gotta have your own thoughts, Mister.
Okay, because of the knocking noise and stuff.
Knocking noises. Were you down there when you heard the knocking?
Yeah, Mia wasn't, but me and my friend Thomas were.
Okay.
So we were just chilling in my sister's hideout down there, and it was like, and the basement was concrete, so it was pretty obvious that it was gonna be haunted. But
right.
So I think I heard it from, there was like a secret compartment by the stairs. I think I heard it from there.
It's like a tornado shelter thing when there's tornadoes, because we live in like the open
space area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you think it's coming from there? And the house isn't that old. So
yeah, no. It was built like last year.
Yeah, it was built last year.
So, and they said somebody before us lived in there, so.
They did?
Did they?
Well, it was built last year. They should have lived for that in that house for like for 1 year, for like 2 years or one.
Yeah, so people move quick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
They don't. We've lived in this house for like 2 years.
Right. Well, in this one, yes, but
we just moved.
Yeah,
in.
People move.
We moved in last year.
No, we did not.
No, you guys haven't been there a year.
I know.
Do you guys like ghost hunting?
Oh, I know.
I've never been ghost hunting.
So you no. ghost hunted with equipment at our old house.
Wait,
yes, but I was
hold
terrified.
On. I have seen other ghost activity at my mom's old house.
Okay, what was it?
So one time my cousin opened the front door. The other door opened with no one like by it and no one inside. It was just pitch black in there.
Okay.
The other thing, I don't remember. The other thing is like there was a ball on a chair which was perfectly, and then it fell.
Yeah. Everybody was in me and my aunt's room. And we just came out and we're like, oh my gosh, how'd that ball get down there?
Right.
Also, when I was home alone cleaning my room, because they had to run to the store really fast.
Okay.
I moved this kitchen by my bed. We had this play kitchen by our bed. My bed. And when I moved it to like by the TV in my dresser.
Okay.
When I went to turn, I turned around to pick up other stuff behind me. And I heard like knocking. And I was like, okay, it's time to move out.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I found another thing. So it was happening when the lights were off. We were doing this challenge with Adi and Anai and me. We're doing last to stay in the room. It was dark.
Okay.
Then I realized that there was like a like light blue shadow in our closet. I turned on the lights for a couple minutes
and it's gone.
Turned it back off. It's gone.
Well, I'm glad he left.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot of history.
You, Dad?
Well, of course I believe in them. That's why I do the ghost hunts.
Yeah.
And as you guys get older, you guys will be able to go on more and more of these with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm glad we're able to get you guys going
soon enough. I will be able to go ghost hunting.
Yep. Absolutely.
I want to do it right now.
In six years.
Gotta get permission from your mom for these things, so we'll have to talk to her. So
also, when I'm like 16, I could go ghost hunting with you guys.
Yes.
I could drive you there,
right? You can be my DD.
When I'm like 15, I'll immediately get prepared and just come.
All right, I like it.
Sneak in, even though I'm not allowed. We'll make it work.
All right, guys. Next on the list, UFOs and aliens.
Okay.
All right, Mia.
There's a Bigfoot house that has stuff spotted, UFOs spotted there.
And ghost.
And ghost, yes. So, Mia, do you believe aliens are real? That they're out there?
Yes.
What makes you think they're out there?
So, we were watching a video, remember? It was of the vacation houses.
Okay.
And when I think it was the owner of the UFO vacation house.
Yes.
He said, or it was a she, whoever said it, said that people complained that they saw UFOs in the air.
Right. And this was like, in California, this UFO house, vacation
house. Like Area 51 is in California.
Right. No, Area 51 is in New Mexico.
New Mexico.
So, yeah. So, the vacation home in California is shaped like a UFO. It's got little windows. They decorate it like a UFO, little aliens and this and that. But there is a lot of sightings there.
What will make it cooler is if every time UFOs land, they make spots and stuff. They should have added that under it and more around it to make it cooler.
You talking about like crop circles?
So they land,
they leave the circle in the crops, and then they go up.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think they come and visit us?
I don't know, but they have I've heard a story before that they've trapped an alien. Before.
That we have? That our government?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Of course, there's many stories like Area 51 we just mentioned that we had an alien.
Mm-hmm. They mostly have aliens there.
Probably. Right. Why do you think they visit us, Mia?
Because it wants people.
It wants people?
So they could abduct them and then turn them into aliens.
Okay.
No.
More aliens in the air.
Well, that's Mia's opinion. What is yours, Caden?
So my opinion is like they abduct them for food.
So they eat them?
Yeah.
They eat us?
That's crazy.
You're just making it, I don't know if I want to walk this earth anymore. Aliens just picking me up and eating me like a shish kebab.
Okay. Well, you could fight them.
Oh, aliens are invincible.
I feel like they are. I agree. Like they're so much more advanced. Like their weapons, they got like gamma rays and stuff.
Yeah, their weapons just green. They're green. That's their weapon.
The reptiles?
No. Since they're green, their powers is acid.
Is acid? They just shoot acid at you, burn you, and then they eat you. So they cook you and then they eat you. I like it. All right, let's go to the next one.
Sasquatch.
We can do Sasquatch. All right. What's your thoughts?
Sasquatch is real. Yes, I believe Sasquatch is real because there was an author come to our school.
Okay.
And she showed us a book called The Search of Sasquatch.
And I have it.
So do I. And
it costs $15.
Thank you for that.
But it was 20% off at our school, so yeah.
I like the details. I think it's super cool that your school actually had an author based
off. Two authors come.
For Sasquatch?
No.
Okay.
One for a different book and then one for Sasquatch.
But I think it's cool that they were open to that.
I'm glad that the author made it 20% off.
Why is that?
Because, I don't know why, because we're students. That's why.
Also, because when she came, she showed us videos and like pictures, and one of the Sasquatches named Patty, I think it was.
Okay.
Patty.
Yeah.
They showed us a video of Patty in the forest with these two guys just walking, riding horses, and they saw a video. They saw Sasquatch, and one of the guys started chasing after Sasquatch, and then they showed us a picture.
Okay.
It was very blurry though.
Right. Well, they usually are.
Well, yeah, it was like 1963 or something. It was back in the old days.
Okay.
Well,
try not to hit those. It'll echo into our mic.
I know.
It's a shaking of the table.
Well, there could be multiple Sasquatches out there.
Sasquatches.
Well, they're good. I think there would be. I don't think, with so many sightings across the U.S., I don't think there could only be just one running around and making it state to state.
That's because scientists accidentally made Sasquatch for like an experiment.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What?
So, yeah. Try not to bump that, buddy. Okay. Well, go ahead. Give me information on that. I have not heard that. So let's hear it.
So when the offer was here, she was the one who told us. She said, apparently, if online they say that scientists made Sasquatch for an experiment, and then like they made multiple because it was a success.
So, do you think did they specify like half human, half animal?
Yes, they did.
Okay,
they said because they like Sasquatch's feet are like massive compared to a human.
That's why I call it Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what did they say they made it a human with? Was it monkeys?
Oh,
I don't know.
They probably put a giant monkey inside Sasquatch.
Inside Sasquatch.
Yeah. So inside a suit, and then sealed it together, which could never be opened again. And then Sasquatch grows, and the monkey grows, and Sasquatch get bigger.
It gets bigger and bigger.
In my opinion, that's what I think. That's all I remember because I'm not completely sure.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, then it's my fault because I can't remember. It was like a month ago.
Right.
It was like a day after my play.
Again, super cool that your school allowed this. Like, I think it's super awesome. And it's a great theory because, it's like, oh, hey, we made Sasquatch. It worked. Let's make more. Now, did she say what the reason behind making Sasquatch was?
I think she said that it was just for like an experiment because they wanted to try something new.
Right. I mean, doctors always come up with crazy ideas and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, that idea is a
crazy idea.
Yeah, it murdered a lot of people.
Right. It could.
There's a game one of my favorite YouTubers about Sasquatch. They played it.
Oh, there's a game?
Yeah, there's a game about Sasquatch.
Is it a video game or is it like a board game?
It's like a video game.
What?
Yeah.
I want to see
if
this.
If they added Bigfoot.
It was FGTV.
Oh, FGTV? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They did that on their gaming channel. Their family channel is the FV Family. So.
Yes. Okay.
Well, what if they added Bigfoot into Jumanji?
It's Jumanji. There was already Jumanji. Some scary things in there because they went in Jumanji had the dinosaurs.
Yeah, but what if they added Bigfoot? It would be a whole new level,
whole new experience. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, I love it. You guys believe in all this, so I did something right. next, you wanted to talk about demons. Do you think the devil is real and demons are real?
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Because the first people on Earth were not allowed to eat an apple that God said, and then a demon was like made them eat an apple.
Okay, so we're talking about Adam and Eve and the snake, which was
devil. Oh, yeah, that one.
That came down.
Grandma read it to us in a Bible, in the Bible book.
Very cool. Yeah, so the devil was the snake. Do you think that the devil is still walking Earth today and making all the bad things?
Probably, because devils probably never die.
Right. But aren't they already dead?
Well, yes, Caden. They are already dead.
Because if you die, you go down to hell. If you're evil, go to hell. And if you're good, you go to heaven, is the belief.
Yeah. So I probably will go to heaven.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. So far, you guys are pretty freaking amazing. So I think you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mia, do you believe in demons?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you believe that they... Because you guys... I mean, you guys are exposed to everything because of YouTube and this and that. Do you guys... do you guys think... Like, you've seen possessions, right? Where they do the exorcism.
Yeah.
Do you think that's real? That the devil takes over somebody's body and causes them harm?
When I had TikTok, I searched up possessed. I, like, just searched up possessed because I was bored.
Right.
I was bored.
Right.
And I saw this girl going live and, like, her sister was in, like, the background watching her computer.
Right.
And then, like, there was, she asked the girl who was on live, said, "What is my sister watching?" And then, like, she got her sister got possessed.
Right.
And, like, started screaming, like, super loud.
See, this is why Amber and I took away TikTok.
Well, also, I was watching YouTube.
Okay.
And,
now we're bringing up YouTube.
So I was watching this video, and this girl was going crazy on the floor, laying down.
Right.
And then she goes on the like, when you're backwards walking on your hands.
Oh, a back thing. Bend.
Yeah, like a back bend thing. And she started walking up the stairs.
Right.
Like that.
I want to learn to do that. I want to learn to do that.
Figure out how to do it on your own without a demon. That's the preferred way.
Yeah.
All right. So next question I have for you guys. I'll start with you, Mia. What is your favorite thing out of everything we've talked about? Like ghosts, UFOs, aliens, Bigfoot. Mm. What's like one that you really just like to look for?
Ghost. Because I used to be terrified of them.
Yes, you were. The first time you guys did ghost hunt with my equipment... You didn't sleep that night.
No, I had to sleep with you guys.
Right, you came and slept with us. So, but ghost is the one you really like.
Yes, I want to go ghost hunting with you guys now.
Okay.
Me too.
So, ghost is your thing too?
No, but I want to search for Sasquatch or ghost.
Okay. And so you
or
know,
alien UFOs.
You gotta pick one. Which what's the one big one? Like we're gonna do it all, of course.
Sasquatch.
Okay.
I mean, since we live in the country, we don't have to travel too far to find Sasquatch.
Oh, yeah, we have Sasquatch little things at people's houses.
Yep.
Is it a Sasquatch?
And you weren't with us when we went there. You were with your mom at the time, but we went to the Sasquatch Museum, which we'll take you guys there.
You better take me tomorrow.
Well, you're at school tomorrow.
Then so after school.
The next weekend we have you. You guys can go with us. We'll go to Sasquatch Museum.
Okay.
It's very cool. Very neat. They got a lot of cool things. It's in Bailey, Colorado for anybody who wants to
go. Bailey, Colorado.
Yep. It's about 45 minutes from Denver, and it's just a small little museum, but they got cool stuff. Because Bailey is where Grandma used to live. That's where her old house was. And... up there, they have some of the most sightings of Bigfoot in the country. So
that's crazy.
Well, they better have Bigfoot animatronics.
They actually do.
Oh. Yay! Because Spirit Halloween don't sell those.
Yeah, nope. We do have those. So yay. Or they have those. So
that's you'll cool. See we may have to go there soon. Yeah.
Yes. So yeah. That'll be a good but one.
Well, I forgot what I was
gonna say. And Caden, so you know, I'm having a guest on, Brian, who listens to us. Great dude. He's gonna come on. We're gonna talk about Titanic.
Which Brian?
So you haven't met him yet. He's one of our listeners. No, not that Brian. but he's coming on. We're going to talk about the Titanic because he's super interested in it too. So I got to get some facts from you because we're going to also talk about the facts and then ghost part of Titanic.
Caden knows a lot about Titanic, like a lot about it. I know.
Okay.
That's right. Because then we're going to talk about the ghost part of it because the museums where Titanic's at right now are all haunted with all the stuff they bring in. They're super haunted. So we're going to go into depth on that.
Of course they're haunted because lots of people died on the ship.
Right? Exactly.
A lot.
We're going to talk about that.
More than 1,000, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a lot of people died on that, but we're going to go over that.
Less than 1,000 survived.
Yes.
A lot less.
A lot less. So
600.
Anything else you guys want to talk about on this episode?
Titanic.
One thing about Bigfoot.
I got an episode. We can't do Titanic.
One thing about Sasquatch.
Yes.
When we went to that, you know where we got the Christmas thing is over there? Like, I think it's like in Denver where like all the lights are up. Like, yes. I think it was like the zoo or something.
Yes.
Didn't they have like the Sasquatch cool animatronic thing that
I think
had, like,
they
led
did.
The
yeah,
steps?
I think they
yeah.
did. Because he's celebrated everywhere. I'm trying to remember where it was we went for that, but
I think it was the zoo because
it wasn't
where they
the
have,
zoo. It was
the place where
no,
it
wasn't the zoo. I remember what it was. It was something gardens. It's a big event center, and they did it. But
I saw a picture of it, but I just can't remember where it is.
But some fun things we can start. You know, like I said, we can start looking into ghosts and all that and hunts.
Why don't we go through the world's biggest maze?
Where's that?
I don't know, but I've seen YouTubers at nighttime. So on the YouTube video that I saw it, they said that at nighttime, when you can't get out, some people start chasing you.
Well, you know where we'll go.
That's haunted.
Once snow is done.
No. It's people in costumes, Mia.
Oh.
Where we'll go once it's up is, so the Stanley Hotel has a maze that they're building based off of the movie, and it's supposed to be pretty creepy. So we're going to have to go through
what
that.
What movie?
It's off of The Shining.
I've never seen that show.
I know.
It's probably scary.
It is scary.
Horror.
That's why you haven't seen it yet. As you get older, you get to see these things. You guys are still young.
You said I could watch a scary show with you.
You can, certain ones. I have to approve it and make sure it's not too crazy.
But first of all, then we're probably going to have to sleep with you because we can't fall asleep.
That's exactly a reason why I'm not going to give you something super crazy. But, so yeah, thank you guys for joining me. You guys are going to be famous now. You're going to be on the air. We'll pop you in here and there as you keep getting older and older. And
can we? I want to join one in a couple weeks.
We can do it. We can make it happen.
With Landon. We'll bring Landon in the next one.
The boy. The boy. That's what they call him.
The boy. We'll bring the boy.
We'll bring the boy.
Next time.
So I think that'll be good. So thank you guys for joining.
Totally.
Hopefully everyone listening enjoys the fact that like we share this as a family. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the fact that you guys are into it. So, and you don't think I'm crazy. So
no, we're
I
not
dig
crazy.
It.
Okay.
Right. So.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. So we'll talk to you guys next time.
With the boy.
And thanks for joining.
Bye.
Bye.